the feeling, the sense of the feeler coming to pull away your plate in front of you, in the middle of the meal. Many people might think that the feeler is dealing with cutting down, or like we heard from the Zachariah, delivering a very, very poor way of the life. It's completely the opposite. Although you have to have the balance of the Zachariah taking out, and to know that there's no way to live beyond your means, but our experience in Chile, after being counseling more than 15,000 families throughout the years, is that the way of living within your means has got most opportunities to make you have what you need in a realistic and reasonable way. First of all, I will give the resources to what I was going to say. We say in our invention, Kihu Ke Zol Mefarlech Lakoy. The Hatshik Nesta Gdolol, which whoever created this Nusak of Brichas Hanozim, describes the Rebbeinu Shalom as a Keil, is a Lekus, is described as Zol Mefarlech Lakoy. He gives for everyone what he needs. And so is all our needs. And therefore the Tzila, as being a charitable organization to help people to achieve financial stability, first of all, we really believe that everyone can achieve financial stability, and it doesn't mean to live in a way that for many people impossible to be in that situation. So our some people, Bale Badrega, they can live on a very, very short, very, very small income and live with what they need and not more than that. But the majority of people are not like that, especially in today's society. And even though we know this from experience, that if you only go according to the principles and you believe on the limit and guide yourself in the right way, you will achieve and you will have the income that you need to live in a realistic way. And how does this work? I mean, nearly everyone that walks through the door of the Tzila is convinced that it's not the only thing that I can do to enhance my income, because if the will is anything, I will value myself. So it's been proven again and again that Chazal say, Ein Chovish Mater Atmo Yedeka Asur. We are limited when we find ourselves struggling, we find ourselves limited. So we've got a problem how to solve the problem in the way in ourselves. And I'll give you a story from recently. You and your man phoned up the offices in the Tzila. And he said, you've got a problem, it's cycling, you've got a very low income and chronic empty. And I have to answer the phone and I explain it. You can't, the counselor in the area where you live. But he said, what will the counselor help me? I know, I'm missing money, I need money. What will this ATIS, will this advice help me to go and pay for the credit, to go and pay back for my debt in the bank? But I said again, I advise you, please register yourself, it will be for you a lot of help, it will change your situation. And he said again, but how will this change my situation? I know I'm missing money. So I said, okay, if you know you're missing money, why don't you enhance your income? He says, there's no way, I haven't got any way how to enhance my income. So I asked him this question. You've made a decision. The decision is, you don't know, you don't have any way how to enhance your income. How much time have you spent in this subject? If there is any way that you can do anything more, how much time have you spent on this?
10 hours, 5 hours, hidden bouncer. But the answer is between 20 seconds and 30 seconds to make this decision. Then I ask this question number two. Is how many people did you discuss this problem? Who did you talk to? Most times even not with his own wife. This is a decision people make between themselves. Under a kind of cloud of despair and years, like you say. Does that have what to do? And we're not being judgmental to tell these people that they're wrong, because a person can't help himself. But Chazal say, to sure they're not yearning. You just come and sit down with someone, especially if this someone is a counselor of Mesila, he's been trained, he's got all the experience Mesila has throughout the years. Just sit down with him. We see again and again. There's many ways how people can enhance their income. But the first and the beginning of this whole procedure is to come and achieve awareness of your situation. People go around and say, I need money. I need a lot of money. There's hardly any job that can provide a lot of money. You have to be focused. What exactly are you missing? Let's have the picture clear. And we see this again and again. The awareness is a tremendous instrument to make a change. People are struggling, and again, going through a year after year, no changes are made, like Roskara spoke before. Just changes in the issue. Our experience in the Tila is that the most powerful way how to change, bring a change, is first of all to have awareness. And I'll explain this with a parable that becomes learning a sukkah. So at the beginning, nothing's clear, he doesn't know exactly what Ramea says, what Ramea says, what Tosha says, what Rashi says. Confused. There's no confusion. But once he sits down and he makes the picture clear, he knows exactly. The first sample says, the second sample says, all the shippers. Then, you go to stage number two, you start having ideas. You start thinking, you have confusion. The same thing is in any situation. Awareness makes you have the picture to be clear. If the picture is clear, you have control. Once you have control, you start being creative and you yourself find many ideas what can be done. The Rabbi before me spoke a lot about the halakhic problems of taking loans without knowing how to pay back. I want to share with you the experience from the Sina throughout the years of the problems of taking loans without paying back from a different aspect. Once upon a time, and this is not 100 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, who didn't have money in his pocket, he went to sleep hungry. If you didn't have money in your pocket, you didn't know what to buy to eat, you just went to bed hungry. The one who went to bed hungry, the next morning, he will do everything in the world that this shouldn't happen again. Well, now then, you can do everything you want without having money, with someone else's money. I can fly out to Miami, rent a car, rent a hotel, come back with someone else's money. It's credit card, the money, whatever. This way of life, this situation that has happened in the last year has made damage to the natural instinct that Kodesh Baruch Hu put into every human being. I have to make sure I have money. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu made that if someone needs food, he becomes hungry. That reminds him, you need to eat. The same system, more or less, is also for our needs. We need to have money to provide us with our needs, our family needs, our needs. And there's a natural instinct, I have to do something to make sure I have this money. But once we get into a situation, you can have everything without having money. And But are there any families that goats bear hanging? It's very rare to hear of that, at least in these countries. And it's much more than that. We're not banning anything. We can have a whole suit of Shabbos with whatever we want. Bread and fish and all salads and everything. It's our lemon money. So this has made damage to this industry. The people are simply not doing enough. But what could have been done to enhance income. And again, without changing the way of life that we are guided by our Rabbanim, in our Ashkafa, in the way of life that we live, the Torah, whatever style of life we live, there are many ways we can enhance our income. And that's a part of our Emunah. We believe that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the family's Makoyim. Now people come along and say, it's a great of abuse. We see this there, this can't be. First of all, we live in a world of Shefa. There were times in the history of Klal Yisrael that there were times that there were Xeris of Anius. But that was Anius. Today, every Kesmetrish, every Rosh Hashanah throws in the garbage containers of food. That's a Xeris of Anius. It's a world of Shefa. The problem is that the life system has brought us a situation that we behave like Anius. We go around with feelings of Aniyah because we don't know exactly how to handle this Shefa. Chazal say that Aniyus is Barbiro and Sa'ato Valdatoi Valdatoi. Now that's one of the last things that Kosh will do to Aniyah. There are Aniyahs in the Yechta Levin in Terrorists. But if you look into the situation, such a large percentage of Klal Yisrael are living more or less in a battery that they consider this abuse. This is a danger for Yechidim, not for such a large percentage of the population. Only Hashem Kemet, such a big percentage are considered lazy. The answer is, it's not. Abuse is a very, there is abuse, there is a danger. But it's for Yechidim, it's not for the Oilem, it's not for the Tzidum. And of course, those Gedolei Yisrael, those giants that guided us, the way that Klal Yisrael is now formalized to learn to be in yeshivas, they made the Hanukkah that's covered in tears in a realistic way. It's not only based on Pinyin and Pinyin, because they focused on it. Nisim is for Yechidim, not for the Tzidum. And being the Tzidum, as we go through thousands and thousands of families, you see this happening. If you learn the right ways how to handle your money, the principles how to live the right way, you will find to have the resources of living in a realistic way. I remember I met outside officers of the Sina. I met a young Yunga man 2 years after his customer, and I knew him, and he tells me I'm now on the way to my Mesila counselor for the first meeting. I lay angry, and I decided that on the way, I just go into one of the stores I'm going to buy for myself a bacon. Is this the last bacon I've ever eaten in my life? And I said it's exactly the opposite. The Sila doesn't tell anyone, yes to buy a bagel, not to buy a bagel. You buy according to what you have. If you decided that you've got money for a bagel, you buy a bagel. But it's much more than that. Everyone goes and buys what they need. And they say to themselves, I don't have enough money, so I have to be careful. At the end of the day, he buys everything he needs, but everything is done with a crest, with a veil, I have this. Those who have learned how to live with a budget, how to plan things with advance, all these decisions are not being done on the spot, when you're in the store or when you're hungry and going past the store. These are decisions you make in advance, You sit down with your wife and you decide how much money we have, what are we going to do with this money, what do we have for this, what do we have for that. And then we can make a decision. We don't have, if we see this few hundred shekels we'll use for this luxury, whatever people sometimes need it. Then that is down with a smile, with happiness. It's not something that you give a crack, because you've made the decision, you've got the money, you put it aside, when you use this money, you enjoy using it. A very rich guy told me once in England, he told me, when I go to buy a new suit for youngsters, it costs me $300, it gives me a touch of house, another $300 is gone. But he realizes that the poor man from that he goes to the dealer, even a poor man who goes to the dealer, he puts away every month $25 towards the suit he's going to buy for yachts. When he goes to the shop to buy this suit, he's happy. It's a success. He's been working on it for billions of time. He's planned, he achieved it, he came to the time, he's got the money, he buys it. Mesila brings happiness. Mesila brings Shalom Sachar. Mesila brings Shalom Bas. And I'll give you an example. If you have a young man, he's sitting in trouble learning with his Kabrusa at night. And the wife has gone to a Mechira. So she phones him up for the Mechira and says, "Oh, my dear husband, I've got here this beautiful outfit, whatever. It costs 600 shekels, it's something beautiful, it's cheap, it's a good price." Now, the young man knows that if he says yes, 600 shekels is gone. If he says no, can I stop the 600 shekels? So, most likely, he has not the money, he's struggling, so he says no. Now, the woman is very disappointed. She's in the store, she's already got her hands on this thing that's making her so excited. My yasa haben the loyakto, there's for sure going to be a quarrel here. There's going to be a fight. I mean, you don't understand my needs and you don't understand. But Jesus says, let's do it in a different way. Not like we say in a big shahata ethics. This discussion is not going to happen on the phone when she's in the store and he's in it. You take the Shabbos. Sit down, husband and wife, and we go through the budget. Not the husband is going to decide, not the woman is going to decide. The budget will decide. We'll see how much money we have. We'll make the discussion under a very calm situation, relaxa, sitting on a cup of coffee, and we make the decision, yes or no. And then, what is the decision here? Is acceptable. Chazal say, Ein Meriba. There's no quarrel that happens in the Yiddish house or any house. It's always around money. The Jesus says you can avoid this by planning in advance, by making these discussions in a different atmosphere. There's nothing like money that can cause people to make mistakes. And everyone is convinced, if only they would have had this amount of money, all problems would be solved. Now, I'll tell you, I'll share with you a story we had in the Sila a few years ago. It was a younger man in Bnei Brak. And he finds himself one day, he makes contact, he sees his God. 1,500,000 shekel in debt. This is a big threat. It's not a finish. There's many, many people like that, unfortunately. But this young man came to Messina, so now I'm a story of a few years ago, and you may need help. So he went through one meeting, two meetings, and all of a sudden he's to the third meeting, he's not turning up. Counselor phones him, and now I found a solution. Oh, very nice. Very well, a few weeks later, the council meets him in the street and says, "Oh, they happened here. What was your solution?" He said, "I decided I sold my flat in the neighborhood. The flat was worth 2 million shekels. And I paid off $1.5 billion shekel of debt. I bought a flat in Kaliel for $500,000 shekel. And I'm moving to Krakow. The fund? They have an idea? This was about 5 years ago. A year ago, he comes back to Messina. I'm again back into debt. I'm not such a big amount, but I'm on the way. And this story proves to us that the solution is not money. Money is not going to solve the problem. We have to learn the ways how to make our decisions around money. And it doesn't matter. There's a group of people sitting here. Everyone thinks to themselves, if I would only have an additional 2,000 shekel every month, everything will be differently. Although, most likely that there are people here that earn 4,000 shekel a month, there are people that earn 6,000 shekel a month, and both of them are just hoping for the additional 2,000 shekels. This just proves that, but the amount of money is not the solution. We have people come to the ceiling that they earn every month 30,000 shekels. And they're in such debt, with such pressure, that they're so much struggling, like the Anin Shabbatis. Let me give you an example of how money causes people to make mistakes. Anyone can check this on himself. At the beginning of the month, he gets a wage. If it's a clothing amount, if someone has worked something, he gets his wage. Let's say he's got this 2,000 shekel. It's 10 notes of 200 shekel. And it's in his pocket. Having a shekel of money in your pocket makes your mind think differently. And you can see this. You go to the makomet, he buys. I can give you a different, more an example. You can stand by the Tachana here in Vietnam, he's got a chasna in Yerushalayim, and he very much wants to be by the chuppah. His brother-in-law is buying off his son. Wants to be by the chuppah. The bus comes by and it's packed, can't take on anyone. It's still the next bus in about half an hour. I want to be by the chuppah. All of a sudden the taxi comes by. I have to check into Yerushalayim. I have to check his shekels. This same union man, at the end of the month, he has to go Friday morning to his friend of his and says, can you borrow me 200 shekels I need for Shabbos? Or he won't tell him the reason, but can you borrow me 200 shekels? This just shows us that money makes us make mistakes. And to see the time to help us to avoid these mistakes. To be able to see the end of the month already at the beginning of the month. And not only a month, but we're talking about the annual budget. Does anyone know what Pesach and Kosher just around the corner? Most people don't know what the point is. But Sukkot and Kosher. And be fine that to handle your money, your income and your expenses on a professional way is something, it's a tremendous tool, like I said before, to help you to make a change and to bring you to the real Shalva Satan, the Menucha Sanefesh, and it's doable. And before I finish, I just want to announce we have opened in Messina a special branch for English-speaking people, English-speaking families. We have here Beitar, English-speaking counselors, for anyone who wants to use their services. It's available. Please fill out the form that we gave you outside, when you go outside, please fill out your details. It's helpful for us, it'll be helpful for you. And of
in the world of businesses that are still founding the first ideas, there's a sense of strength, and we give tools and examples to help people to run their business in a successful way. Again, thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for coming.